take the payment before the end of the year, and then some of them want to take it in January the following year. And so, yeah, that's an option they have. So we just ask them, we'll put it in their pay, do you want it? You take it in, you know, before the end of the year or next year. And so we kind of work that out. But yeah. And even if they do, yes, I think we've been told December 15th if you want it in 2024. And it is a February, maybe it's about February 13th this year if you want it in 2025. So we have to have those all wrapped up. November 1st was the deadline for all of our programs for CSP and EQIP. So we're kind of doing the assessments, reaching out to the all the applicants that got an application in, contacting them, talking with them, seeing what they want to do with their projects, and kind of get an idea, get some cost estimates together to have that assessments and rankings done by January 31st. So we're kind of moving things up. It's usually been about a end of March, beginning of April. That's when our usual deadline is, and then we kind of, a week or two after that, they kind of let us know who's being funded. But they've moved that up. We really want to try, the idea is to get the contracting workload kind of done early, but also be available for nationally additional funds come. Other states can't use it, or if they're running up against deadlines, we want to be ready. You know, we want to have our own workload done and out of the way so we can possibly grab more funds that come our way. So that's kind of the business model, if you will, is what we're trying to do there. We posted a position here for a natural resource specialist in the Randolph office, and conducted some interviews several weeks ago. We have an applicant that's accepted the tentative job offer, and so now it's in the part of when you do the background checks, you know, security checks, that kind of stuff, and then a final job offer with the start date will be sent out. So.
That's out of this office.
So that's fine. I imagine it probably won't be till probably after the first year before they're actually here in the position. So we're looking forward to that. I think that'll be a great addition. This office and this county it's kind of come a lot. It's been a lot. You know, there was a lot of years it wasn't a whole lot, you know, and it was enough for one planner, really, you know, and through a lot of outreach efforts and hard work, there's a lot of good things going on. So there's opportunities there to bring on more staff. So that's always a good thing. I'm definitely in favor of that. Local work group, got that out of the way. We got that all set up. I appreciate the efforts and the support there. For sure, it's a great opportunity with the what I talked about, but with the direction that NRCS Utah is going towards, more of a, instead of being, you know, a pot of money for every team, and then you kind of decide where you're going to spend it. It's more of a, you know, a focused effort, write proposals that target specific resource concerns, specific practices you want to do, and boundaries of areas to work in. So it's really, you can do a good concentrated effort. And so that's why this local work group is so critical in guiding us and where we want to do the work. So let's see. And I think that is about it. I won't talk now about SFPs, but we do have something we can talk about in our meeting in December. Maybe if I could have maybe 5 minutes, I know we'll kind of be short on time anyway. But talk about the SFPs we have active, and then as we're generating ideas for future ones. So. And that is about all. That's all that I have for now.
Oh, appreciate it.
Well, the SFPs will start back up. When did you say? When will they open back up again?
They're gonna. So they'll be due. Proposals will be due January 10th. And so we'll be looking at them, and I'll be going over some notes from even last year's local work group to kind of see, you know, if there's some that. That, you know, that had the interest there, that would target to the funds and what we can do, and then along with those ideas. You know, it'd give us a month. I think that's plenty enough time for now, you know, to get that going, get some proposals in.
Okay.
Jessica, you
got
one? So, I took a new job. I'm moving up in the state office part. So, I don't know when that starts yet, but.
Well,
that's what I said. But other than that, just been doing everything Justin said we were doing, so business as usual.
This office has stayed busy.
Jessica's done an excellent job. She came in at a crazy rough time. It was during COVID where our offices were essentially shut down. We're trying to work from home. And she came in brand new. It was just like, you know, we couldn't hold meetings. We couldn't be in a group. You know, we had to stay, you know, 10 feet apart from our producers and wear masks. And, you know, how do you learn a job and how do you learn to, you know, to do your best work under those conditions? But she's done an excellent job, and she's been a great addition to our staff for sure and to this county. So,
you can't leave.
Yeah, I know. We're all sad.
I told her.
We have to vote on that.
I ain't here first or second.
No.
So
will we work out?
It's stationed out of Salt Lake, but I can teleport. So.
You can work from home all that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's also a bit here.
The good part, too, is she's going on to the staff. It's kind of, I mean, from what I understand, she's it's kind of a new position they've created, but she's going to be taking an active role in the, you know, the resources part, the training, the providing the support to all the field office staff. So, you know, they've got a great person in place for that. So she's done a great job, and she'll definitely.
Well, congratulations. We're excited. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't remember making a motion. That's what you get when you miss meetings, see?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a motion for Thursday.
Yeah, can't we do that?
So the new person is gonna be taking Jessica's job, or there's gonna be opening
no.
for Jessica?
Yeah, that's a very good question. There's a lot of unknowns and kind of uncertainty, right? We have a new administration coming in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of this hiring and things we've been doing has been based off of the Inflation Reduction Act. That is what's brought additional funds for conservation and additional positions into our state and nationally. Some unknowns of whether or not the Inflation Reduction Act will stick around. If it doesn't, then those funds go. We may be where we've ramped up our numbers in an average year. Our staff within Utah and RCS is about 110. Right now, I think we're about 100, and I think we want to say about 170, and with a target of getting up to like 230, mm-hmm. right? And so because of, you know, until 2028 or 2031, there's funds there to do all these projects, so we need to bring on more staff. So, you know, like all administration changes, there's just some unknowns, so we don't know when we'll be able to. It could be that if we don't have the these funds, maybe they do a hiring freeze for a little bit until people take other positions or retire, so we bring down some numbers. So we'll just be flexible. I can assure you that, you know, whatever the situation will be, we will, you know, the Logan office will be providing, you know, support and in any way that we can in helping out. We want to keep the good things that have been started and going here. We want to keep that going. So we'll just kind of roll with the punches and do what we can. It's kind of an interesting time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so we have you for house laundry?
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
We haven't chose a start date yet, so at least 3 weeks, I'd say at least.
So who's Jamie Butler? This come, what she coming in for?
She is an outreach person for UACD.
Okay.
Is it the BLM one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she, that's what we were asked today, is when
so
she's starting, like,
She started, well, she was at the conference. I don't know when her actual start date is to actually do the work. I think they brought her in here because they got a lot of BLM IRA money.
But she lives in, like...
She lives in Wellsville.
Okay. She'll be working out of here?
She'll be over here, but mostly working in, out of her house in Wellsville. But this is one of her areas that she will be covering.
So she does outreach for BLM?
It's partnered with UACD and BLM. Okay. I don't know what exactly. Something to do with outreach.
Okay. She introduced herself to me, said she wanted to meet with me the next couple of days, so I'll find out more.
We talked for like 20 seconds. That's about it.
She said table was at lunch one.
She was planning on coming over here today with us to kind of meet, and then she said she had something to come up, so.
So she could possibly
she's planning on coming to the district meetings.
Well, all right, basically, move on, Jessica. Thank you. I don't even dare ask Jamie now what she's got for us. But so Taylor's not here, Destiny, Reagan. So, Jamie, what do you got for us today?
Well, my heart is broken.
Understanding. We're sorry.
I don't have much other than what Justin said that I've been up to. And then I've done a water op payment.
Starting to get new water ops.
Yeah, starting to do water op outreach, kind of. I've had a couple people come in and ask when it'll be open and if I can help them with the application because it's online.
Oh, yeah. And when will it be open again?
January 1st.
See? You just have to keep telling people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Do you guys have any district business?
Where do you have to make a motion for the Sarah? For Judy to go down to the UAC?
Oh, for her to.
Please.
Okay, hold on.
I'll make a motion.
I really can't second it. Can I?
I'll second it.
You know the worst part about the convention, I'm going to tell you.
So far down there.
No, I don't even mind that. It's the resolutions.
Yeah, that's what I ditched. I stayed there for the when they raised their stupid district. That one's long too, but when they fight, not really fight, but they go on, this resolution needs to be changed this way, and they read word for it.
They change little words, and they... I mean, it's a little long.
Yeah,
luckily, I
went
my
to that
phone
one.
With the book
on. The first year down there, I went to them, and I'm like, never again.
I went every year, but the last two. And I skipped both, but I was there. I stayed there, but...
I usually go to the one where they...
I knew what was coming, so I think...
Where they make motion and approve the changes. But...
Yeah, I was there for those.
The one
they just go
make
upstairs
all the changes.
And... It's kind of ridiculous.
3 hours.
They should figure that out some way before. It's not the road. If changing words like that, they should have somebody there to read that.
Yeah.
With the group, I believe, not the whole. But.
Need a motion to close the meeting too, right?
A motion to close the meeting after we finish the ceremony.
Also,
the second thing is bad, you didn't get any water to go down there.
Yeah.
It was pretty chilly.
It wasn't warm.